You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
The Vox Markets Podcast. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Jeremy, great to see you here at the Master Investor Show. How's it going so far for you?
Very good. Had some really good discussions with some of our investors this morning. Nice to see them again.
Yeah.
It's, I think, our first event of the year, let's say. There's a few more to come, but it's always nice to get in front of investors. You know, terrific people. And lots of questions about Poolbeg and our direction.
So was that the drive to for you to come here, was to engage with investors and speak to them sort of eye to eye?
Yeah, we do a lot of engagement, you know, on the, you know, the various platforms, but it is always nice to kind of come face to face, you know, see the whites in their eyes, you know, they see the whites in my eyes, and just have a discussion and a dialogue, you know, how things are going with our programs, how things are going with our pipeline, etc. So yeah, it's always nice to see some really good characters. I really enjoy that kind of, say, one-on-one time that we can get. So yeah, so that was the purpose of today. And as I say, that, you know, picking up momentum now for the rest of the year.
And I think investors really appreciate that, you know, when people are prepared to stand there, you know, and, you know, take on the good and the bad, you know.
Yeah.
And I think you'll soon be speaking at BioTrinity as well. Can you give us more?
Yeah, no, absolutely. We're BioTrinity is next week, actually, again, back here in London.
Yeah.
I think it's more of a life science investors, life science industry setting. So again, it's getting out there, talking about Poolbeg, talking about a pipeline. Our lead program, POLS001. Again, it's getting the word out there, having that kind of interactions and dialogues. It's kind of how the world works, how the world goes around. You know, you need to get out there.
Absolutely.
You need to be present. And as I say, you know, preaching the Poolbeg gospel.
Indeed, indeed. Well, the last time we spoke, we were talking about sort of the assets you had in the POLB001 and GLP1 assets. Are you still looking to partner them out? Or is
that's always an intention for POLS001, as I mentioned, in CRS. We're always talking to pharma companies, explaining, you know, what we're doing. They like what we're doing. They see the potential. A lot of these bispecific antibodies for cancer and CAR Ts for cancer have this cytokine release syndrome side effect that is troublesome. It bothers pharma companies. So they're looking for solutions. So we believe we have a preventative therapy. So as I say, running this clinical trial and the GLP-1 similarly, you know, getting this into humans later this year with top line data next year. But GLP-1 is probably the more, you know, exciting drugs of late, you know, having significant benefits on obesity, as an example. And these are, you know, primarily injected, you know, daily injections of these drugs. So we believe we can generate an oral version of that. So again, like all pharma, they want to see the data.
Yeah.
So they want to see, you know, can you deliver this drug orally into humans?
Yeah.
So that's our plan for a trial kind of later this year, again, as I say, with top line data next year. And if we have that positive data, then yes, like partnering is the ultimate goal. Because you know, the further you go in clinical development and commercialization, you need the big pharma guys to step in to fund those trials. So that's obviously one of our ambitions over the next year or so.
Yeah, I've been amazed actually about how much noise there is about GLP, you know, just in general.
Remarkable.
I was driving into London this morning and the big signs they advertise as Zempec and other sort of versions of it.
It's a remarkable drug in that it started out being focused on diabetes and then they saw the benefits, you know, with obesity. But even beyond that, they've seen, you know, significant benefits around kind of, you know, the effect on heart, the effect on the kidneys, you know, the effect on even addiction, you know. So it's a remarkable drug that kind of just helps kind of, it's satiety, I think, is the primary function. But as I say, these are injectable drugs primarily, all but one are injectable. So we're hoping to have an oral version then to kind of break into that market.
Well, one of my friends reckons this improved his eyesight.
It's remarkable.
I saw shit. And he's like, no, genuinely, I don't wear my glasses.
But. Maybe N equals one. Maybe you need more people to say to convince you of that. But listen, it's a remarkable drug, and it's nice to be playing in that area.
Good, good. Well, listen, I really appreciate you taking the time to talk to us today. I can see how busy you've been.
The stand has been busy.
Before you go there, what's the one key message that really excites you about Poolbeg at the moment that you want to share with investors? Today at the show?
I think the two main programs we have, the Policy 001 and the GLP-1 program, it's getting those into the clinic as efficiently, quickly as possible, and getting that data generated. So we have a terrific team behind us in Poolbeg who've been working quite hard in the background to kind of get that moving. And I'm just very excited to kind of see the data that comes out the other end. And I think that'll be very exciting for the company, hopefully kind of transformational for the company. And as I say, it's great to be back here at Master Investor and to be speaking directly with our investors. It's always a pleasure.
Well, fantastic. Thank you very much for your time, Joey.
Appreciate that.
Cheers.
Thank you. Nice.
The Vox Markets Podcast. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.